Our gospel starts with the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, this isn't a proclamation of the beginning of the book. This isn't, say, you know, like a foreword in a book or something like that, you know, kind of a commentary saying, yeah, here's where the gospel message starts, or here's where the story of the gospel starts. No, it's not just an entry in a book. This is proclaiming that the gospel started the proclamation here. You know, it's kind of confusing to say that, but with John the Baptist, the gospel of Christ began. That was John the Baptist's purpose. His purpose was to go out and be the precursor, the one who prepared the way for the coming of Christ. You see this in the first reading where it says, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John the Baptist came for that purpose, and he did it. His life pointed to Christ. His life prepared the people of Israel through repentance of their sins for the coming of the Lord. Well, just as John the Baptist's ministry was a time of preparation, we again are in a time of preparation. As I said last week, the purpose of Advent is to wait, watch, and get ready. And this preparation that we have here during this Advent season is that time of getting ready, the time of preparing ourselves for the coming of our Lord. And so we start this second Sunday of Advent by looking at John the Baptist. We don't even talk about our Lord yet. Our Lord doesn't even show up in this gospel. It's John the Baptist who is preparing the way, and he is showing us how to prepare. John the Baptist is showing us what we need to do now during this Advent season to prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord. And of course, he shows us in two ways. First, he shows us through repentance of sins. His baptism, what people went to him to do, was to repent from their sins and to repair their relationship with God. That is why they were baptized by John the Baptist. It was not a baptism as we understand it as Catholics. You know, when we were baptized, we were adopted as sons and daughters of God. We have been cleansed from original sin. We have entered into the body of Christ. All these things that we say that happens at baptism. John the Baptist didn't do that. He didn't do it as a baptism of becoming a member of the body of Christ. He did it as a sign of cleansing of his followers from sin, preparing for the coming of our Lord. And so that's the first step we need to do to prepare ourselves, is to repent from our sins. The second step is humility, is to have the humility that John the Baptist modeled. You know, he says in the gospel today, "One mightier than I is coming after me." He understood that his ministry was not about himself, that what he was doing out in the desert wasn't about him. He was the one proclaiming someone greater. His life pointed to Christ. St. Paul echoes this. "The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." The reason why God has not returned, why our Lord Jesus has not returned, according to St. Paul, is so that we have the time to be ready for it. So that we have the time to come to repentance. That we have the time to live that humility. So that we should be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him, at peace. This is why we have this time here on earth. This is why we have this Advent season. To get ourselves ready through repentance, through humility. So how do we prepare? Well, first of all, we seek to be humble. That's something difficult for us to do. We don't want to be humble. In fact, the very fact of what we want is a sign of our not humility, not being humble. We want it to be about us. And yet, our lives are to point to Christ as John the Baptist's did. John the Baptist lived his life for Christ, even though he didn't know Christ until the very end of his life. Our lives also should point to Christ. One of the greatest compliments that we could have is that someone looks at us and says, I see Christ through you. That is the greatest compliment that we could have, that they see us living as Christ would have us live. Do people say that about us? Probably not. Probably don't. That when they look at us, they see Christ. That is how we live humility. And then from that humility, we have repentance, because we recognize all the more our sins. And so we take advantage of the sacrament of confession to repent from those sins, to be cleansed from those sins. That's why we have a penance service on Wednesday. Wednesday evening, instead of religious education, we're having a penance service for this purpose, to prepare for the coming of our Lord at Christmas by confessing our sins, by receiving that sacrament. So if we are truly open to preparation this Advent, we'll take this call of John the Baptist seriously. You know, we will do it. We will live that life of humility and repentance. Live that life reaching out to our neighbor, not making it about ourselves, but about them and about Christ. We prepare the way of the Lord in our lives this Advent season. That is our call. May we truly live this Advent season like John the Baptist, making straight the paths of the Lord in our lives and the lives of those around us.